It's amazing. The government, they couldn't do it, so they came to the church now and said, can you help us? Isn't that wonderful? You know, Pastor Mike Cervello, they've got several churches out there. Oh, we're glad you made it, Pastor Mike. And he went to pick up his mom and hit a deer this morning. So we're glad that he's here. But Pastor Mike Cervello, they opened up a store out in Rochester. I think they are. But they started doing it, Compassion International, and they started feeding more and more and more people. They opened up a store where then finally our government came, the people from Washington came, and they said, we want to see how you're doing it because nobody does it as efficient as you do. You see, every time the church, when we do what we're supposed to do, the government knows they can't do it like we do it because they don't have the God leading us. They don't have a God that leads them. Just a pocketbook, just a dollar bill, and their own desires, where we're doing it for the benefit of each person that comes in. So it is powerful. And like Ms. Deirdre said, you know, when you walk in there and give out literature, you get to pray for the people, and our government doesn't care anymore. Isn't that wonderful? They don't care. Yeah, you want to go there and bring them something? That's fine. You pray with them, you can give your material for the church, do whatever you want. Before, it was a huge separation. You couldn't do any of that. It's sort of like Roe versus Wade, right? There was a problem there, but there isn't. Sort of like the coach praying on the field. There was a problem, but there ain't no problem no more. Amen? Isn't it amazing how they say that in America that Christianity is dwindling? Evangelicals are dwindling, and yet we're getting more done with less people. Sounds like God, doesn't it? You see, because what's going to happen, though, is they're going to start to see all that God is doing, and it's going to start to change and grow again. You're going to see that no matter where you walk, when you walk in the victory of Jesus Christ, you're going to see the freedom that you have in every situation when you don't succumb to the foolishness of this world. God always makes a way for each and every one of us, doesn't he? Is Albie here this morning? Oh, he's home? He called me this past week, and he said, I don't know who was praying for me. He said, but my leg, because he had broke his leg and snapped off the fibia and the tibia, and they had to put screws and pins and stuff like that. And he said, I don't know who was praying for me. He says, but all of a sudden I felt this pop, and all the pain went away. Wow. And we were like, yeah, amen. He's a good God. Because he's still in the business of miracles, amen. I don't know which one you need, but I know the God that you need. Amen. There's only one that does the miracle right here, right now. And this is how we're to walk. You know, this morning I was taking my prayer walk, and I met two guys. I don't think either one of them came. Sometimes people lie. You know, that's just wrong. But I got to meet these two guys, and wonderful. One was from Georgia. The other one was from around here, and they had a machete, and I said, well, it looks like I came to the right place. They're out there throwing this machete around at 5:30 in the morning, and I said, man, this is the place for me. And I said, what are you guys doing? You about to do some business down here in Hudson? And they said, no, this is for cutting weeds. I said, oh, wonderful. We have weed whackers for that, but we do use them in Guatemala still. But I just got to share Christ with both of them. And both of them, they said, you know what? Maybe what you're saying is true. I said, because is there any other way to the Father except through the Son? And they said, well, I don't know. I said, what does repentance mean? So we went through all of the things, and they came to an agreement at the end. And they said, I want to come, and I want to spend some time over there. And I'm just believing that no matter where we are, whatever seed we sow, God's going to germinate that seed. Amen? He's going to take that seed, and he's going to change their lives. And I'd love to have these guys come. I look forward to the day that they come in. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for those two men on the street today. Lord, those are your sons. Change their hearts. Renew their minds. Draw them, Holy Spirit. You said you would do it. Holy Spirit, arrest both of them and draw them unto yourself, that them and every generation after them would be transformed by the power of your love. And Lord, we thank you for healing Albie's leg in the name of Jesus. We're so grateful for that the miraculous that you're still doing. Father, we thank you that we get to stand upon your word. And Lord, this day that we celebrate our freedom, we know that it only comes from you. No matter what country we're living in, no matter where we are around the world, just because of the Christ in us, we celebrate our freedom in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, he's here. How are you, handsome?
I told you I was going to be here.
I know you told me. What's your name again?
Randy.
Yes. All right, this is my friend Randy.
I told you I was going to be here.
I know. You're a man of your word, Randy.
I had to go down and see my son because he got a little issue.
Oh, okay. All of our sons have issues.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yes, sir. So I had to go down and I would straighten him out, and then I just shot back up here where he brought me up.
Amen. Come on, guys, let's pray for Randy. Father, we just thank you for Randy. We thank you that he's here. Lord, we thank you for the word of God. Lord, that as you touch him now in the name of Jesus, Lord, his life is transformed forever. We rebuke the devourer in the name of Jesus. We speak life and peace and health into his mind and into his body. Holy Spirit, fill him up and strengthen him now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Welcome, Randy. I'm glad you're here, baby. Yeah. Amen. It's good to have Randy here. My goodness. Look at that. You know, we got to talk to your friend, though, because he didn't show up. You know what? What's his name? Amen. Well, we've celebrated Memorial Day. We've celebrated Flag Day. And now we celebrate Independence Day, the 4th of July, right? And this is sort of like the culmination, isn't it, for the summer? Now the celebration of what was written down in the Declaration and the Bill of Rights. And we start to look at each and every one of them. And, you know, for us, as we said in prayer, the only way that we find our freedom is in Christ. That's it. John Adams, he wrote to Thomas Jefferson, November 4th, 1816. He said, "The Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount contain my religion." Harry Truman said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and Paul." I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. That was back in 1950. They didn't think they emphasized it enough. How little do they emphasize it now? And then, I don't know if you guys, anybody remember watching The Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston? Yeah. They said, with the budget and everything else, they said it's the eighth largest grossing movie of all time. Really? And then the guy's name was Cecil B. DeMille, was the guy that made it. And he said, "Man has made 32 million laws since the commandments were handed down to Moses on Mount Sinai more than 3,000 years ago, but he has never improved on God's laws." And then George Orwell, right, which we've heard a lot about, 1984. He said, "In the long run, a heretical society was only possible on the basis of poverty and ignorance." This is what's happened in America. The biblical illiteracy has climbed exponentially. And when we walk in ignorance, that's when silly things happen in our government. When people don't stand for what is righteous, when people don't stand for what is true, when people start to back away, because the key to our liberty is knowledge. The greatest enemy we have is not the devil. It's ignorance. That's where all the wars started. Men and women think that they can rule with might or with authority or with guns, or they think they have a better idea and they can do it their own way. Ignorance is simply a lack of knowledge. That's all it is. So when people act ignorantly, it's because they don't understand. And these people out in California that are trying to pass this law where not only can you give an abortion, but 28 days after that baby is born, you can still kill that child, are ignorant people because they've forgotten that they got to stand before God one day. They're ignorant. They don't understand. They have no understanding whatsoever about spiritual things. Those that are trying to pass all of these transgender laws and everything else that are trying to bring division and schisms. One pastor said that there is no such thing as transgenderism. Just because you have a feeling does not mean it's so, which is true. There's a male and there's a female. Amen. We've covered that quite extensively. It's the cause of all destruction, the ignorance. Hosea 4:6, it says, my people are destroyed because of what? Lack of knowledge. He says, because you have rejected knowledge. And that's what they've done. That's why they want to, right now, our president is trying to push on the world stage atheism. They're trying to want to fund atheism around the world, but not Christianity. They want to remove that. They're trying to push. So because atheism and that is rooted in Marxism, which is exactly what they want, which is socialism around the world. Why? Not because they're ignorant. They know full well what they're doing. This is what they're trying to do. But you know what their hope is? That you remain ignorant. That you don't know what they're doing and you don't say anything. Or that you're too afraid. Tell your neighbor, say, you look scared. You better tell that person. They're out of their mind. Yeah. He said, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. When's the last time you read the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence to know what clauses we have, what we stand on, what our rights are, what our freedoms are, what's the basis? Thank God that we have a Supreme Court that's going back to the constitutionality of the Constitution. Rather than just, you know, liberal theology interpreting what they wrote. It's quite clear. Thank goodness, 49 years, men and women have been praying and crying out to God, and we see it come to pass. Some people said, we don't have any right. Get out of all the political stuff, out of the government. Thank God men and women stayed, because it was overturned by a lot of men and women that were praying for a very long time. Amen. That's why it was overturned. July 15th, 4 to 7. Put it in your phones. July 15th, 4 to 7. We're going to be over to the abortion clinic over there on Green Street. And we're just going to be out there praying. You see, it's been defeated at the federal level, but now we got to destroy it at the state level. You know how we win? Through prayer and fasting. So when we come together and we cry, does our God hear and answer our cry? You know, some people said, they'll never overturn that. You'll never get it overturned in the federal courts. It's enshrined in constitutional law. Number one, that was a lie. And number two, it got overturned. So don't think that, well, this is New York, we can overturn it. You see, when we get together and we pray and God hears and answers our prayer, things start to change in our state. Did things change in your family when you got saved? I know things changed in my family. And they're still changing in my family. All because of Jesus Christ, because we stand on that premise. Amen? So we've got to be those that do not perish because of lack of knowledge, or we cannot be those that walk around ignorant of the enemy's devices either. Because our job is not to say, us against them. Our job is that we're not against anyone. We're for Christ. Right? Just like we said a few weeks ago when Joshua stood before that angel just before he took Jericho. And that angel had that big old sword. And Joshua looked at him. He said, you for us or against us? Here's Joshua thinking he's the man of God for the hour, right? I'm in charge of all of Israel. I was in the tent longer than Moses. Are you for me or against me? And the angel said, no. What he was saying is, I'm for God. And if you ain't for him, I'll kill you too, Joshua. You see, because he's for God and God alone. That's where the angels live. That's what they serve. That's who they serve. Amen? They come down and they serve us when we walk with the Lord and we do what we're supposed to do. But don't think that you can manipulate and twist and change and tell God what to do. What we do is we say what the Word of God says, and then God accomplishes his Word on the earth. This is where we have to, but if we don't know the Word of God, then we're going to walk around ignorant. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm not ignorant. I'm not That's right. You see, we've got to make that decision. Some people think they are. If you know how to get saved, by golly, you're not ignorant. There might be some stuff in the Word of God we don't know yet, or you don't know yet. And that's what God wants us to work on every single morning by reading the Word of God, morning, noon, and night, putting before our eyes and on our eyelids and our doorposts. No matter where we walk into the house, we put that Word before us because that Word is going to change. It's changing governments. It's changing families. It's healing people. And it's bringing transformation in people's lives. He said, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. I also will reject you from being my priest. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. We don't want to be those that are ignorant. Because I don't know about you, but anytime one of my kids says they need help, I leave in a hurry. I might even go a little faster than I'm supposed to get there. Not often, but every once in a while. Forgive me, Father. And I know that when we're in trouble, God always comes running because he loves his kids. He doesn't stop coming. He can't. He loves us way too much. We only know what we have learned. That's all you know. We've got to be those that keep learning and keep studying the Word of God. You know, no matter how many books you bought, you only know the ones you read. You try to impress people with your literary shelves filled with books that you didn't read. You know what you taught them? You taught them what you don't know. Just because the books are on your shelf doesn't make you wise. We get wise because we read those books. We get wise and we get understanding, we get knowledge by reading the Word of God. Not just because it sits on our coffee table and we put it out there for everybody to see and we go to church on a Sunday morning. There's a whole lot more to it, amen? Ignorance is always a decision. It's what it is. Just like poverty. Poverty is a decision. Ignorance is a decision. Because either we're going to know what we believe and why we believe it, or we're going to walk ignorant and expect somebody else to do it for us, and I just live my life oblivious to everything that's going on around me. And how many in the churches are not reading the Word of God, not spending time in prayer, not worshiping on their own, other than maybe a Sunday morning? And I'm not, listen, this is not about condemnation here. Because I was just talking to a pastor the other day. I was talking to him the other day, and the people are doing nothing but complaining. There's only about 9 left there. And the people are doing nothing but complain about no matter what he says, they complain all the time. And I know that they're not reading, and I know they're not praying, because they say, listen, you got to be done in under an hour. We do not want to be here longer than an hour. If that's your criteria, I want you to know there's problems. And you're going to be frustrated this morning because we ain't getting out of here in an hour. But if that's what the demand is, if that's what the instruction is, okay, you do what I tell you to do and finish when I tell you to finish, and you do it the way that we want it done. It's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says we do it the way that he wants it done. Amen? We walk in accordance with his word. We surrender to him. And our ignorance is always a decision that we make. If we choose to ignore the written word, we ignore what the Creator has written for those he created. Some people don't know the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. They've never read it. They never get in a discussion about it either. Why? I'm not uncomfortable, are you? What's wrong with that thing now? Nah, we're good. We'll stick it in my pocket. Yeah, that's the mic drop you didn't plan on. How many here never read the directions to something and tried to put it together? Don't raise your hands. because every guy in this room would have to raise his hand. Isn't it amazing how these people, you got these bean counters, right, that sit there and they go over and over and over how to build something and tear it apart and put it back together. And then they send it in a package. We open the package and say, oh, I can figure that out, that's easy. And we don't read the directions. The next question is, no, raise your hands. How many had to take something apart they put together because they did it wrong? It's the same thing with the Word of God, right? How many relationships started outside the Word of God, started wrong? We didn't read the instruction booklet. Right? Just because maybe your marriage didn't work just right doesn't mean marriage doesn't work. Right? A lot of times marriages don't work because we get away from the instruction booklet. Can we agree on that? I've got a mechanic and the only thing he works on are Toyotas and Lexuses. Why? Because he went to school and he read all the books on them. He tore them apart. He's been to all the classes and he's been working on them for 25 years. All he wants to do is work on them because he knows them inside and out. And there's no doubt when you pull in, he knows what's wrong as soon as you walk in. He can tell you because he knows what the manufacturer said makes that car run. Do you know what makes a marriage strong? Do you know what makes children strong? Do you know how to handle your finances? All of these things. Do we know how to walk in our society strong in the Lord and the power of his might? You see, all of these things are in the Word of God. Do we know how to lead someone to Christ? I think they said 85 or 87% of Christians never led anybody to Christ because they've walked in a way where they didn't have understanding or they didn't care. God's desire is that we don't walk ignorant. Only the one who created us has the right to tell us the truth about us. No one else on this planet has the right to tell you who you are other than Jesus Christ. And their job is to agree with what he said. Because everyone in this room, I guarantee, has words said about them that didn't come from God. And your potential is not based on someone else's opinion. Do you agree? Your potential is not based on my opinion. Your potential is not based on anybody else's opinion in here. Your potential is based on the Creator who created you. He gave, what did he give to men? Gifts. He gave the gift. Did he give weak gifts and strong gifts? It's not what the Word says. It says that he gave gifts to God. You think God gives good gifts? Oh, yeah. How often, how long do you spend in the store to try to find the right gift? So that they like yours better than everybody else's. Oh, they're really gonna like mine. How long do you spend in the store looking for a card that you're gonna spend $6 on that they're gonna open it up and say, nice, pull the money and throw the card in the garbage? But we'll spend an hour because we want them to see our card. We want them to notice us. Your potential is not in someone else's opinion. I don't know what you've heard, but I guarantee you that there's not a demon in hell that doesn't surrender to you when you walk in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I've been told I was weak. Well, maybe you're weak in the Word, but when you walk in Jesus Christ, you're strong in the Lord. That's where you get your strength from. It's not you. You don't get more strength just because you're good. Because you don't smoke, drink, or chew, or hang out with those that do. That's not how we get stronger. We get stronger. What's the scripture say? Your gifts get stronger by reason of what? Use. Using what God has given us. You see, but if we don't believe it, if we walk ignorant of that gift. Yeah, well, I know it worked for Hagen. I know it worked for others, but I can't. Maybe there's someone here that God's called you to preach the Word of God. Yeah, well, I can't do it like that. He doesn't want you to do it like this. He wants you to do it the way his Word says to do it. Real simple. He wants you to do it the way that you do it. He wants you to proclaim Jesus Christ. He wants you to be the one that prophesies into people's lives. He wants you. This is what the Word of God says. But so many times, man's opinion gets in there and it stifles the very gifts in the body of Christ. God said, I want to release each one on the world. When we open them doors, that's what he's doing. He's releasing each one into the darkness to go and bring his marvelous light. And to preach the way that you preach, to teach the way that you teach, to love the way that you love through Christ Jesus. That's what he's looking for each one of us. Whose opinion have you accepted about yourself? Whose opinion have you accepted about yourself? Because if it's anyone else's other than God's, then we're walking in ignorance. Because we don't have the knowledge of the Word of God that rests on the inside of us. We say, wait a minute, I've been created by him, for him, to serve him. Amen? And no matter what anybody else has said, well, you'll never be able to do it. You're a loser. You're a failure. You can't. We're going to have to go back to the manual. You see, my buddy, the mechanic, he doesn't read the manual for a Chevy pickup if he's working on a Toyota. It's not what he does. And if we're saved, we're in this world, but we're not of the world, right? We've been translated out of darkness into his marvelous light. And if that's the case, then there's only one book that we're reading. We're not reading the rest of the junk that the world puts out. But some people are. Some people are reading all kinds of stuff instead of the Word of God. But if I want to make my marriage stronger, I'm going to see what the creator of marriages says. If I want to get strong in the Lord, I'm going to look and see what the creator of who I am says. And then I'm going to agree with him before I'm going to agree with you. Tell your neighbors, I'll agree with you if you agree with him. Yeah. But if you're going to disagree with God, why am I going to agree with you? Who fights against God and wins? Exactly. But so many people have been fighting against God because of the opinion of someone else. All because of what someone else said or did. All because of someone in your past, they didn't understand the gift inside of you, or else maybe you acted outside of what the Word of God has called us to walk in, and then people started saying, oh, look, see, I knew you couldn't do it. I knew it wouldn't last. I knew you'd fall on your face eventually. We all do. Again and again and again. Amen? Look at my nose. It doesn't stick out very far. There's a reason. You fall on your face enough, that thing starts to get squished. You ever see them boxers? Yeah. Theirs goes crooked and everything else. See, it's not about the falling. It's the getting up. See, because when we fall, we know we've stepped outside the Word of God. But when we get up, we start to stand on the Word of God once again. We start to stand on the Word of God, and all of a sudden, we get a little bit smarter and a little bit stronger. And all of a sudden, we start to do things a little bit differently. And I want to encourage you, it's time to do things differently in America. Because they're calling for uprisings. They're calling for division everywhere. How about we do something different and we just bring unity everywhere we walk? How about when they try to divide, when people come and they start bad-mouthing, cursing, and swearing, we just start encouraging and praying and building. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Whole bunch of Christians gather around people that are yelling and screaming and hollering and cursing and swearing, and we just start to pray. We just start to encourage them no matter how they act. We start telling them who they are according to the Word of God. I guarantee you, things start to change around us. We can not allow what others do to affect what we were made to do. You cannot allow what others do to affect what you were made to do. Do you know what you were made to do? This is the question. Because if we don't know what we were made to do, then we're going to be ignorant of what God spoke over us, and then we're going to be limited in what we can do, and then we're going to spend our whole lives doing things we weren't designed to do. Isn't that what people are doing out there? These men with men, women with women, they're doing things they weren't designed to do. Why? Because they don't understand the love of God. They don't know the Word of God. They've been lied to and said that their feeling trumps the truth. That their desire trumps the truth. And listen, our desires can't trump the truth. Our desires have to come and submit to the authority of the Word of God, right? The Word of God says I'm only supposed to be with my wife. That's it. If I step outside that, I step outside the Word of God. And then when I bring upon myself, that's my issue because of being ignorant of what God's Word said or weak and denying the power of His Word. There's more inside of each of us than what we have accomplished. There's a lot more inside of you than what you've accomplished. What God has placed there before you were ever born, what He spoke about you, what He said to you, what the words that have been prophesied over you, there's more inside of you than what you've accomplished already. There's a whole lot more. No matter how young or how old, doesn't matter. No matter how few or how many mistakes, doesn't matter. Galatians 5:1, it says, it was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to the yoke of slavery. You see, ignorance brings us into a place of slavery. It always does. Freedom only comes through the Word of God. It was for freedom that He set us free. Right? So that you would agree, greater is He that is in me than he that's in this world. Right? Greater is He. That means all things have become possible because I believe. That's what He wanted. He wanted your freedom because there's no way, no matter how many guns America has, no matter how many tanks and battleships and everything else, the only freedom comes from the inside out. How many people do you know out there that are walking around in bondage right now in a free country? And yet they're a mess. Absolute mess. Maybe there's some in here that are struggling. Maybe inside you still don't feel free. You still suffer with guilt or shame or condemnation. Maybe there's some freedom that needs to be brought into your heart and your understanding. Listen, don't walk around ignorant. Don't walk around without the knowledge of the Word of God, because the Word said that He came to set us free. He doesn't want you guilty or shameful, but we got to change the way that we're doing business, right? We got to think a little bit differently. He said, think on these things. Whatsoever things are lovely and pure, of good report, right? If there's any virtue in any of these things, think on these things. So we're going to have to change the way that we think in order to find out what's on the inside of us so that we can accomplish that which we were designed to do. There was a design for your life that's incredible. It's powerful. The Holy Spirit, you know what He does? He keeps leading you and guiding you to fulfill that designed plan. Your flesh keeps trying to go the other way. Isn't that what our flesh always does? Hey, get up and get in prayer. What? I didn't hear him. Your wife says, hey, get up. You told me you wanted to get in the Word and get in prayer. You wanted to change your life and you wanted to start doing it differently. Get out of bed. Huh? You all right, honey? Are you having a dream? You having a nightmare? You've been kicking me. I'm just a little tired. When we ask for help, our flesh still wants to fight against what we know we really want to do. The Spirit of God is saying, hey, I need you to change the world. I can't change the world. Whose opinion are you believing? Whose word are you believing? Well, it didn't work last time. How about we do it a little bit different this time? We just go on what the Word says and watch the Word germinate and watch the Word accomplish what God sent it to do. Because I believe that when Randy walks in the Word of God, that not only is he free, but his whole family will be transformed by the power of God's Word. Amen. Not walking with a lack of understanding in the Word of God, but walking in the knowledge of the Word of God. Pastor Bob, make sure you see Randy before you leave, all right? Galatians 5:13-15. It says, for you were called to freedom. Ha! You've been called all kinds of things. But God said, I'm calling you to freedom. That's what you're getting called to. You're called to freedom. You weren't called to get in bondage. God didn't say, well, you got to go to bondage before you can get free. No, we went into bondage all on our own. God said, I'm calling you to what? Freedom. That's right. Freedom from fear. Freedom from anxiety. Look, if God can bring honey from a rock, He could take care of your needs. Amen? Amen? It's just amazing. And yet we get overburdened with the silliest things. He said, for you were called to freedom in Galatians 5:13-15. Brethren, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. You want to know what freedom produces? Love and serving one another. You see, that's why we're here, serving one another. That's what our goal. When you're really in love with the Lord, then you start serving one another. When we don't love the Lord, we serve ourselves. Crickets. Isn't that something? You see, we don't need anybody else to tell us. We just need to look in the mirror. And you know what love is, because you know when you're down and out, you want people to love you enough to come and help you out. Amen? And the same thing with us. We know that when we're madly in love with the Lord, with the Lord our God, and when we start to walk in accordance with his word, it's easy to serve other people. Why? Because I know my God meets all of my needs. Right? My time isn't my own. Everything that I want done, when I want it done, how I want it done, where I want to do it, all of a sudden goes out the window. And God gives us an opportunity to serve one another. In verse 14, it says, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, you shall love your as. But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you're not consumed by one another. You see, we can tell when we're walking in love, when we bite and devour one another, and that's not what God's called us to do. When we find out how free we are by desiring to serve one another, it's God's law of liberty. When we serve others, we're admitting our God supplies all of our needs. We serve others when we are free, and we serve others for the sake of their freedom. See, because when we find out, when we don't walk in ignorance anymore, when we walk free, then it's easy to serve other ones, because the only thing we want to do is get them as free as we are. That's what our desire is. And in serving others, we glorify God. 2 Corinthians 3:17, 18, it says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is liberty. But we all, with an unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. So the Spirit of God is trying to transform us into the very image of Jesus Christ. And that comes when we fall in love and we stop walking ignorant before him. Sorry, I'm trying to get done quickly. Nobody needs a book or instructions to teach us how to love our neighbor. All we have to do is look at our own hearts. And it'll tell us how we ought to love our neighbor as ourselves. Paul urges the Galatians and all the believers to serve each other. He says, you Galatians do not have to accept circumcision. Right? They want to go back into the law. Jesus said no. Or Paul said no. He said, you're free. You don't need circumcision. Liberty is the opposite of servitude and bondage. It's the opposite of bondage. If you've got an area in your life where you feel like you're bound, if you've got an area that you haven't been able to overcome, I want you to know there's a way to walk out of that and get free. There's a way out. You say, yeah, but Pastor, you don't understand. This is a family curse. Nope. Your family curses were broken the day you accepted Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. I don't care how bad your family curse was. Now, maybe you don't know how to treat your wife or to raise kids or handle money. But I want you to know that family curse breaks, and now we've got to renew the mind to think in a different way. Amen? Our job is to think differently now, treat people differently. Why? Because when we're free, we can serve one another. That's what happens. When we're in bondage, then we want to win over, we want to get ahead of someone else. We want to have more than someone else. These are the things that have been taken America by storm for many years, because the farther you throw the word of God from the center of town, the worse it gets. Liberty, it means it's applicable to captives or slaves set free from oppression. If you're suffering from oppression, we've got to get into that place of liberty. We've got to get into the place where the word of God starts to renew your mind and saying, hey, listen, I know what you've been called and created for, and I'm able to do it in you if you'll walk with me. God is so good with that. In Isaiah 61:1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Why? Because he's anointed you to do what? Bring good news. To who? The afflicted. right? Those that are in bondage. They didn't. It doesn't say here, hey, God set you free so you can go and complain like the rest of the world. So you can talk about how your problems are worse than everybody else's. He said, I want you to go and anoint them. I want you to go and change them. I want you to go and set them free. I want you to go and bring healing to each and every one. And we say, yeah, but Lord, I don't know. He said, that's what you were designed to do. Trust me, stop reading all the other books and read what I said about you. Because no matter what you put your hands to, what's going to happen? You're going to prosper. See, that's only in God's book. That's what he said. He said, no matter where you walk, he'll go where? Before you. He said, I'll be your rear guard. These are all the promises that God made. But you see, unless we read the word of God, we don't know all of these promises that God has spoken over our lives. You see, the very thing that was created by God doesn't know what to do, doesn't know how to accomplish it unless we read his word. Romans 8:21, it says, because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Creation itself will be delivered. It's screaming, waiting for the second coming of the King. How wonderful is our God. So whose opinion is going to guide you this week? Stand up this morning. Whose opinion is going to guide you? Whose word is going to be the one that rings in your head all day long? I don't know about you, but at times I've had trouble agreeing with God's word because the wrong words or the wrong thoughts keep plaguing my mind. I'm probably the only one here. And so you know what I have to do? Sometimes when wrong thoughts come in, yesterday I came in and it wasn't any bad thoughts, it was just thoughts. It was like a heaviness. So I just came in, I turned on the sound system, I plugged in my phone, and I cranked up worship very loud. Loud enough where I had to sing really loud. And you know what happened? My thoughts started to change. My heart started to change. Peace started to just flood my soul. And after a little while, all of a sudden, all the right thoughts started flooding my mind. So I don't know whether you got to get in your car and you got to crank it up so loud so it drowns everything else out. So you come back into an agreement with what you were designed to do. So you can get rid of the other opinions that people have spoken over your life. Because you were designed by the King and you are a masterful piece on this planet. You are gloriously made and nothing's impossible. You're powerful. You're mighty to the pulling down of every stronghold that everyone has said you have. I don't care what social services says. I don't care how they label you. Heaven forbid you label yourself according to the world standard. I'm not saying there's not issues out there, but I want you to know it was for freedom that Christ set you free. It wasn't to be labeled something wacky. It wasn't to be labeled so you need drugs your whole life. You were labeled for freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. And there's a way through. There's a way out of darkness. And it's in his marvelous light. And again, I'm not condemning. Listen, I'm not condemning. If you're here and you're taking meds, whatever, I'm telling you, there's a way out. There's a way out. And there's millions of testimonies of people that broke out, that got out, when they started to agree with the manual that created them. When they started to agree and believe the word of God that was spoken over them rather than what man says. So this morning, you shall know the truth. You shall know the what? The truth. You shall know why? There's only one place you're going to get that. And that's in the word of God. But you will be free. You stand on the truth. You shall be free. God doesn't lie and he doesn't change. He said it. You'll have it. You'll have it if you want it. Or we can walk ignorant and believe man. I'm tired of listening to what man has to say.
I want to get lost in the Word of God, in the Spirit of God, walk with men and women of God, and talk about nothing but God. Because in the midst of that little fairy tale world that I'm going to live in, there's great power. There's great authority. That's what people say. Oh, you believe in them fairy tales? Yep. Sure do. Because that fairy tale set me free. That fairy tale salvaged my marriage. That fairy tale gave me a bunch of kids. And they absolutely love me. My grandbabies, they can't get enough of me. I'm agreeing with what his word says. I'm going to serve all of them all the days of their lives. And I'm going to love them the way that God loves me. All you got to do is look in the mirror. Because if you hate yourself, probably everybody else around you is suffering. But when you start to agree with the designer and what he spoke over your life, everybody around you will start to change too. Because all of a sudden they're going to see a smile on your face. And they're going to say, what happened? That's unusual. And you'll say, one touch from the King. One day in the Word. And then another day in the Word. And another day in the Word. And the next thing you know, your whole family is transformed by the power of your love towards God. We walk out of here today. We walk out of here knowing that it is for freedom that he set us free. All the gunships, all the helicopters, all the aircraft carriers cannot stop or cannot set you free. They cannot set you free. Only Jesus Christ can set you free. So because, and if you know Jesus Christ this morning, you're free indeed. Amen. And if you're free indeed, you're free to enjoy the rest of the day. You find your rest in him, but we find our rest in him 7 days a week, even when we're busy. So let's pray and let's agree that from now on, you're going to agree with what his word says. We're not going to walk ignorant or lack of knowledge. We're going to walk according to his word. And every time that somebody says something contrary to the word of God, we go, hang on a second. We have to go back and check the manual. We got to make sure that what's spoken over my life is true. We've got to make sure. Anybody speaks to you, you take it. You say, hang on a second. We're going to weigh that right now. And we're going to look it up. And if it's in line with the truth, then grab a hold of it. Allow it to change your life. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this nation that you've allowed us to live in. Father, we thank you for the men and women from the very beginning, oh God. Those that were praying in England, we just want to be able to preach the gospel. All the way across those shores to this shore, Lord, in those boats, we're reminded of the stories of how you preserved them as you kept them in the place where all of the wine broke and it destroyed all the diseases on the way over. Lord, one miracle after a miracle. That you allowed them to get here and proclaim Jesus Christ. And then those founders, oh God, as they signed their lives away and their fortunes away, we're reminded as John Hancock had the biggest signature because he said, I want the King to be able to read it without his glasses. These were men that were convinced in the power of God. They were convinced about the truth. And they were convinced that because of you, there was an opportunity to overthrow the greatest army on the planet. Father, today, let our hearts rejoice because the King of glory is for us. And if you be for us, who could be against us? Lord, we rejoice because you hear and answer our cry. We rejoice because you have washed away our sins. We rejoice because we are free indeed. We rejoice because you broke every curse over our families. We rejoice because no matter where we walk, you said it's holy ground. We rejoice because when we speak your word, it goes forth and accomplishes that which you sent it to do. We rejoice, Lord, and we surrender to you. We are for you, O God. We serve you. We lay our lives down for you because you have set us free. And today, Father, as we walk out, I pray that the words of life would flow out of each and every one and more people be set free today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.